I hope that God be with you in the new year 2015. Spirit of God, continue to encourage us, all the brothers and sisters. Make your journey to be victorious for the 2015. Make a year to be joyful. Please turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, verse from 20 to 27. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 27. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their whole body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the spring of life. 24. Put away from your deceitful mouth, and put devious lips far from you. 25. Let your eyes look directly ahead, and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet, and all your way will be established. Do not turn to the right, nor to the left. Turn your foot from evil. I think this passage we over and over we have gone through many times. So if I explain more, maybe maybe too much, but it's just for the reminding ourselves. 2015 we just started here today. Always let us remember our heart. It's the most important part of our Christian life. God always watch over us, our heart. There's a lot of things happen in our life. Many times our heart is up and down, and we cannot fix our eyes. We can just look at something else, distract our eyes from this world, and also there's temptations. There are all kinds of issue and the matter that always upon in our life. So we can always watch over our heart. Heart is the one is easily can be deceived, easily can be the ruined. We can say. Now please turn to Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. The heart is more deceitful than all else, and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give it to each man according to his way, according to the result of his deed. This is what God says. The heart is more deceitful than all else, and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? I hope that we always watch over our heart. We find out when Jesus, when he cast into the wilderness for 40 days, it was for the for himself to prepare for this his ministry. So 40 days he focused on himself to communicate with God. But at the same time we find out there's a Satan coming into him to bother him in a sense, or testing him. But yet we find out that Jesus himself protect his heart. So make a 40 days of fasting make a successful. I think a whole week we are here. So in a sense, we have a lot of prayer, we can say. We also, we can cleanse ourselves with the Word of God. So a spiritual sense, we are reaching up to certain standard, we can say. But never be ourselves to be proud of. Never we ourselves is always can, we can rely on ourselves. We have to rely on the Word of God. Yeah, without the Word of God, we cannot be protected. We cannot continue our make our journey to be sanctified. So here the chapter 4, verse 20. My son, give attention to my words, inclining your ear to my sayings. Because our ear is a stereo. We have a two-sided. I don't think nowadays any people, you have, you know, things and you never put the mono. Stereo now is a surround sound systems. And I remember because when the stereo sound system came out, it's awesome that, you know, the sound is wonderful. Later on, a different kind of system came out. It's a 4-5 speakers, you know, make a sound too. It's amazing. Because our ear is always wants to listen to something. Seeking what is the best. I find out some of the members' house, because they're trying to put the cord wire is a very expensive wire to connect, so make a sound to the trying to do best to the original sound. If you listen to the, you know, if you listen to the original soundtrack all the time, then naturally you invest a lot to listening. Yeah. But same thing. Because if we are Christians, if you have a desire to listen to the Word of God, then you always put your frequency to setting up to God to listen to Him carefully. Sometimes I like to listen to the music with the Pandora. Yes, Pandora, it's good. There's all different kind of music. So, once I put the earphone, the cheap one, It sounds, you know, there's no quality. And one day, the iPhone, the earphones, you know, the white ones. I put it in and then I plug in and sounds is good. Sounds is wonderful. And then I realized, you know, why people trying to invest to buy the better quality of earphones. Yes, this is the one. That's why I bought one for my wife from eBay. Because he wants to listen to the better quality. If we have a desire to seeking the Word of God, we always want the quality. It's important our time, throughout our daily life, set some time. So listen to the Word of God. It's very precious. It's not, we can say quality. Quantity also counted. But quality is important. In order to keep watch our heart, it is essential to listen to the Word of God with a quality way. So that, who, you know, when you listen to like a mono music, yeah, it's just music. But once you listen to the music, very quality one, it can come into our self heart. Same thing, the Word of God. And throughout the whole this week, we listen to the Word of God. I'm sure because the quality way getting into your heart. I hope the Word of God implanted your heart so that it helps you to watch over your heart. In the Bible, I have seen that during the, you know, the Moses, when he addressed, you know, to the message to his people. In the future, you will seeking for the king. But the king then had to be, the Word of God has to be next to them, so that the Word of God always to be in their life. So where is the quality place? And the word is the place they can meditate at. So do not let the king to make wrong decisions. Do not let the king to make a wrong way away from God. Because the king make a mistake, then entire nation make a mistake. When I read the Micah, I learned that the king Ahaz, he made a mistake. He's trying to, God urged him to listen to him. God urged him to do not rely upon the foreign powers. But he declining God's invitations because he doesn't listen to it. Listening is precious. So the book of Micah, I have a three part of the messages. Chapter 1 to chapter 2. Listen. That's the first messages. And chapter 3 to chapter 5. Another message he's sending, the message say, listen. And chapter 6, listen. If you listen to the word of God with a quality way, this has become a source to keep our heart. I find out that King Saul and King David and King Solomon's their mistake. Just find out that. King Saul himself, what is a mistake? It's a mistake. He made a mistake because he do not listen to the word of God completely. God talked to Samuel to ask him to destroy the Amalekite. Utterly destroyed it. But he doesn't listen to it. He compromised that. That is the cause of him to lose his kingship. Because he doesn't listen to the God's message clearly. When I look at David's life too, when he made a mistake, when he was in the bed and get up in late afternoons, why he has to see the naked woman from the distance, from his bed? Because he doesn't remember the word of God in his heart. Because issue is hard. When I look at Solomon's life, I find that because of so many wives and concubines, he forget about the word of God. He forget about the word of God. He forget that he's the one build a wonderful temple for dedicate to God. But he forgot the true God in his heart. So all their three kings, I find out that why they cannot watch over their heart. Because they do not listen to, truly listen to the word of God. We know the word of God cleans our heart. It sanctifies us. We know John chapter 17, when Jesus prayed to God, by your truth, sanctify us. The word of God. I hope that we can, the 2015, we can continue to sanctify us. So we do not be defiled. Our heart. Once we can keep watch over our heart, then we can keep our faith naturally. So then our life, our faith can be more, continue to be healthier and to keep this wonderful kingdom of God to be within us. I just thought about it, this the eighth blessing in the Matthew chapter 5. I just look at this beatitude from the focus on from our heart. Most of them is related with our heart. Yeah. Blessing is come from our heart. I learned that, but toward the end, we might easily lose our heart. Let's turn to Matthew. So prayer is very essential, we can say. Matthew chapter 20, it's okay. Matthew chapter 26, or 41, Jesus says, uh, Matthew chapter 26, 40 and 41. And he came to the disciple and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "So you men could not keep a watch with me for 1 hour." Verse 41. "Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptations. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And Jesus here mentioned that keep watching and praying. This is our principle. This is our Christian standard. But also Jesus mentioned that but the problem is the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak means this is our nature, that our flesh. So we have to always, why we have to watch over us, ourselves? Because we are weak. We need God's help. We need His support, especially the Holy Spirit. He can continue to supply us strength, motivate us, continue to let us to seek in God so that we can keep our faith continue, so that we all, our Christian life to be protected by the Holy Spirit. Let's pray together. Let us keep watch over our heart with all diligence, for from it flow the spring of life. So hope that all the brothers and sisters, your life can make the victorious 2015 too.